It seems like every family has at least one wild card relative, that person who is reliably unreliable. Seattle writer Anne McDuffie's poem, Conditions, tells the wryly comical story of trying to explain such behavior to young children.
I wrote this poem in a burst of anxiety because my husband's relative was supposed to come to our house for Christmas, and we hadn't seen him since our wedding, which was 15 years earlier, where he'd made quite an impression on our guests. Conditions. What I really want to say is when it feels good, it's time to stop. Who is that drunk monk, people asked after the wedding, reeling through the reception in his saffron robes, a split of champagne in each fist? Photos we didn't print. Duffel bag filled with pilfered beer. How we let him take it, tilting into the night. There will be conditions for Christmas, my husband says. No drinking. And he will have to find his own way here from Everett. You mean Edmonds, I say, picturing him on the side of the road, 300 pounds of Buddhist Lama, ursine, and sweating. My children expect answers, though usually not the ones I give them. Drinking, I say, turns off part of your brain. You can black out and not remember what you did. He had no wallet, no money, said later that a kind taxi driver got him home. You can drink so much, I say, you die. This is hard to grasp. My children train their eyes on the beer in my hand as I try to explain how Daddy and I are careful. He never drinks alone. I decide my limit ahead of time. The tricky part is, you can change your mind. Their eyes go wide, swallowing all of it. Who brings an empty duffel bag to a wedding? But even if I knew the stories, how he used to fool them, nursing a single drink all night, then stealing into the kitchen to slug straight from the bottle when he thought no one saw. I'd want to believe this time would be different, too. When you feel like you could dance forever, it's time to stop. Love flooding you, love for all the people you've never loved who don't love you, stop. When you hear the vowels soften, when you hear the words slide, when you feel certain of the one thing and you want to tell everyone about it, some people can't, I say. Stop.
That's Anne McDuffie reading her poem, Conditions. You can hear more of Anne McDuffie's poetry at our website, kuow.org. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.